The Czech Republic is spending big bucks to keep pace on the information superhighway. The latest example, plans announced by Český Telecom last week to invest $6.5 million to expand its high-speed ADSL internet service to 98% of the country. Here in Prague, technology is in the air, literally. More and more hotels, cafes and restaurants now offer wireless internet connections, and plans for a city-wide network have been discussed. Brian Sabin examines this trend of airborne information and how it's affecting Czechs.
More than half of all Czechs now use the internet at least once a week, and usage has increased significantly in the past 3 years, according to a recent study by the Czech Statistical Office. The same survey says about 20 to 25% of Czechs who do use the internet use it to do work while they're away from the office. A growing number of Wi-Fi or wireless fidelity networks available to Czechs make it easier for them to do their jobs in unconventional places. Max Munson, the owner of Yama, the Hollow, says that his bar and restaurant was the first in Prague to offer free Wi-Fi and that it has since helped change the meaning of the term business lunch.
I can think of over 20 business people right now who have thanked me for having Wi-Fi here. They can come in and a business lunch is no longer a lunch with other people of their company or a business meeting. A business lunch can be a businessman with his laptop where he can sit down, have a nice hot meal, not have to sit at his desk, but still not lose more than a couple minutes of work time.
More computers sold today come equipped with wireless networking capabilities. The marketing director of Czechs Online, Robert Friedrich, says this is driving up interest in Wi-Fi service.
Much parallel to the available hardware that's out there on the market. The more laptops have been sold, let's say, with Wi-Fi possibilities, the more demand that's reflected in the market. So, for example, if you go out to the store right now, it's pretty hard to find a laptop that doesn't have Wi-Fi connection. So, which means that all of a sudden you have this growth in the market of people that would like to use Wi-Fi. It started to become cheaper and started to become a standard add-on in hardware, in which case the demand is also parallel to that.
According to the online wireless internet directory, JIWire.com, 246 Wi-Fi access points are available throughout the Czech Republic, putting it well ahead of most of Eastern Europe. Poland has about half that number, neighboring Slovakia only 28, and nearby Ukraine has just one hotspot for every day of the week. Many Western European nations, however, have thousands of Wi-Fi access points. Just to the north of Prague, Germany has more than 10,000. Here in the Czech Republic, Max Munson says that the service has caught on after initial skepticism.
At first, a lot of people didn't know what it was. No one on the staff knew what Wi-Fi, as they call it in Czech, knew what Wi-Fi was, so they had to ask. At the beginning, we saw a trickle of laptops come in, maybe one every 2 days, and then it got better.
Friedrich believes that hotels, cafes, and restaurants, such as Yama, that offer free Wi-Fi, will soon be the majority.
This has grown dramatically over the last few years because of the price of the hardware has gone down, and especially because the price of the access has gone down. What's happened over the last year is that cafes, restaurants, and so on have started providing this as basically a benefit or bonus to their customers. But very, very quickly, what you'll see is that this has become a standard.
While Wi-Fi may or may not be on the menu for all of Prague's eateries, don't expect a citywide network anytime soon. Late last year, City Hall petitioned the Ministry of Information Technology for $4.1 million to set up a wireless service that everyone in Prague could use. The bid caused an uproar among telecommunications providers, who said that such a plan would undermine competition and violate European Union regulations. The ministry agreed, according to spokeswoman Clara Volna.
We didn't give any money to Prague City to support this project because we just couldn't. The goal of our subvention is to support small villages where you just do not have any infrastructure at the moment. In Prague, you have a lot of telecommunication operators.
Information Technology Ministry spokeswoman Klára Volná ending that report by Brian Sabin.